MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Standing now with Jimmy Muyaha. Jimmy, appreciate the early morning time. I mentioned it in the intro there. Rumors, and I stress it's rumors, we haven't had an official sense notification from AVI of a potential offer for the company coming from American Mondelez. We saw Distell being delisted, Pioneer more recently as well. This is a trend, and I look at it and think, are we as South African investors then missing a trick if our foreigners seem to like and be prepared to pay a lot more for companies that trade on our exchange?
Morning, Simon. I think that's part of it. I mean, if you look at the examples you mentioned, it's not just Distell, it's not just AVI. I mean, we know Pioneer Foods delisted after PepsiCo. RB Platts was also looking to, there was a rumor around that when the Implats conversation was still there. This was before the Northam conversation was in the picture, of course. I mean, there's various reasons why companies sort of do this sort of thing. And one of them is definitely what you said around the fact that as local investors, once you've listed on the JSE, the expectation is then that you'll raise capital through institutional investments primarily, but also that you'll have enough people or enough retail investors interested in your stock to form or provide some form of liquidity of your stock. Now, in the case of companies like Alaris as well and CSG, where after listing, your liquidity on the JSE is so low that it actually isn't beneficial for you to remain listed because there aren't enough people trading in your stock. Now, that speaks to a variety of issues that can cause that, but also the resulting factors from there. I mean, you'll see that as a result of that, people then or companies will then elect to delist because, of course, there's costs that come with listing. There's costs that come with maintaining your listing. There's reporting requirements and a whole list of other things that are as a result of you being a publicly listed stock. Whereas big international companies come in and say, okay, we'll buy you out, we'll delist, we'll streamline everything. It'll cost us less to actually have you delisted and manage it as a private company. And at the end of the day, there isn't enough public interest in the company at this stage already. I mean, we've seen a lot of the public has also flooded towards your more popular stocks, your Prosus, your Naspers, your BHPs and those sorts of things. Now, that while that is great and everything, what it does also create is a bit of a concentration risk because the main delistings, I mean, I think we've had 20 plus delistings in this year alone, and majority of those have been mid-caps. So your smaller mid-cap companies and that sort of thing on the lower end of the sort of scale are the ones that are delisting because it's just not financially beneficial or the benefits don't really justify the costs and the effort that go into this, right? But then now what you're going to have is we've already had a problem where something like Naspers was 16% of our top 40s weighting. And now that concentration and that weighting is only going to skew further in a direction like that because you've got the same sort of all the capitals flowing towards the same sort of direction and there aren't too many players on there. I mean, we could find years from now that if this is an extreme case, we could find that we sit with a situation where we're no longer the top 40 because there aren't enough stocks that actually make it up. But I think that's still a long way away from now.
We used to have a Resi 20, now we have a Resi 10. I take your point, I like that point about the mega caps and that they will just then dominate even more. And of course, we've seen a raft of smaller mids. And to contrast it, Australia's had almost, I think, 200 new listings coming onto the market this year, and we're just going the other way. And I think we're missing tricks as investors. We'll leave it there. That's Jimmy Muyaha, independent analyst. Appreciate your early morning time, sir. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.